You are listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
Good morning to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Thank you for tuning in to KYUK's Wellness Wednesday today, with this next segment brought to you by Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's Diabetes Prevention and Control Program. My name is Emery Johnson, and I work under the Diabetes Prevention and Control Program as an outreach specialist. With the much-anticipated fishing season starting up again, I'd like to start us off about how fishing provides us with more than food on the table. To help us dive in, I'd like to invite my friend and colleague, Miles Rice, to the show. Miles is an exercise physiologist, which is a really fancy word for personal trainer, who also works within the diabetes program. Welcome and good morning, Miles. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your work at YKHC?
Thanks, Emery. Glad to be here. And good morning, listeners. Like she said, my name is Miles Rice. I moved up from the beach to Buffalo about a year and a half ago. And yes, at YK, I just try to help people problem solve and find the best ways to stay active and hopefully have fun while exercising. We also try to do outreach and create events for the whole YK Delta.
Awesome. Okay, thanks for coming on to the show today, Miles. As I mentioned, I was looking to speak about what else fishing provides us with, aside from following cultural traditions, and when we consume the fish, it serves us with omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D, which are both a part of a healthy diet. Whether we are drifting, and I know a lot of us just drifted yesterday for the opening, which is awesome to see, or sitting net, dip knitting, and even rod and reeling, each of these require our bodies to be very active and very much in motion. Can you tell us what muscles are being used to pull in the salmon?
Yeah, sure thing. So the most obvious muscles being used are going to be our backs and hands, whether we're pulling in the net or trying to drive the boat and keep it steady against the tides and whatnot. We're definitely using our backs and hands. And also not to mention our forearms and fingers, when we're trying to get the fish out of the net as quickly as possible. And, of course, when it's all done, when we're cleaning the fish, especially depending on how many you caught that day, it can definitely take a toll on your hands and they can get tired. But I think one of the most overlooked areas when fishing is the core work that is being done. Whether we have to balance, whenever we have to balance, we're using muscles called stabilizers to keep us upright. And these are found all over our body. They're in our calves, our stomach, our abs, even in your glutes. And without them, we wouldn't be able to stand up as the waves crash against the boat.
That's very interesting. And I know exactly what you're talking about, using core muscles to stay steady in the boat. There's definitely been times where, you know, we've hit a sandbar and I have to try to keep my balance. So, yep, I see what you're saying there. So what are some ways you can prepare or strengthen those muscles, you know, back, core, forearms, to keep strong for when we pull in that monster king salmon?
Yeah, well, the good news, these muscles can definitely be worked out in a variety of ways, from the basic push-up crunches in the machines at the fitness center, but also you can use stress balls. That's something I definitely have been picking up since I've gotten here. Just get my fingers nice and strong, get them in shape. Mm-hmm. Stress balls are a good way to get those nice and toned. And even using things around the house like chairs and soup cans can help strengthen the muscles used in all subsistence activities, especially fishing.
Nice. And to broaden the topic a little bit, I know you just spoke a little bit about it, but speaking of exercising, most of us think that going to a gym and using free weights or perhaps treadmills or elliptical, something along those lines, I understand that access to a fitness center or gym equipment is limited and not available for all. Do we really need exercise equipment in order to perform a good exercise? Like, what are some good ways to exercise with what we may have at our house or outside?
Yes, there are definitely ways to get around going to a fitness center, whether it's raining or you just might not have access to one at the moment. Obviously, there are some things that only a gym can provide, like fitness classes, the pool, different cool exercise equipment such as, you know, treadmills, ellipticals, cable machines, things like that. But if you can't get to the gym, you can always try to find ways to stay out, active outside, whether it's walking with your dogs, playing hopscotch, going on tundra walks. Those are all great ideas to get some cardio in. But also, there's things you can do around the house. especially if you find yourself sitting at home, like maybe watching a movie, or you're at your desk, then you just notice you've been sitting for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Starting out with the basics, we can practice our balance by simply standing on one leg. If you feel a little wobbly or you haven't done it in a minute, you're just a little uneasy about it, feel free to stand close to a wall or your sofa for support. You can ramp up the difficulty. You can try to do it with your eyes closed. And trust me, it makes it so much harder trying to stand still without being able to see what's around you. Another simple exercise we like to do are called air squats, or as I like to call them, sit and stands. These can be done during commercials, even at your work desk. Just be sure to keep a tight core and take your time as you work through the movement.
Awesome. Thank you. And I think these are all great ideas and tips, of course. And another benefit of exercising is that we are also regulating our blood sugars. What does that mean? Well, when we eat food or drink a beverage other than water, our body breaks it down to where we can use the nutrients found in them. With the insulin provided by our pancreas, our body breaks down sugars to make it easier for our cells to convert it into energy. Can you explain to us how that works?
Yeah, sure thing. So, like you said, the insulin is a energy storage hormone, and it's stored within the pancreas. So as our rising glucose levels, as they go up, our body kind of sends a signal to the pancreas to secrete this insulin to clear out the glucose from the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
And how it does this, the insulin goes in and it binds with specific receptors on cell surfaces that kind of acts as a key to let these cells know to receive the glucose from our bloodstream. These insulin receptors are on almost all tissues, including muscles and fat cells. So as we exercise, our muscles need more energy to keep going, and that energy comes from the certain foods that we're eating throughout the day. So in order to kind of make use of this energy, our body has these systems that you don't even have to know their names, and they're going to do their jobs, and they happen naturally throughout our bodies. So in order to get these systems going, it's jump-started by this glucose that's found within our bloodstream. So the more we exercise, the more glucose our muscles need to keep going. And the easiest way to get that is from the blood. So it kind of pulls in, and it helps us regulate our blood sugar levels, keep them nice and low.
Right. And when we are talking about our body needing sugar to create this energy, the sugar shouldn't be coming from a 2-liter soda or a handful of hard candies. Sugar comes from more than soda, pop, candies, and table sugar. Sugar comes from many different foods, but it is important to try to choose healthier options. Sugar comes from carbohydrates, and carbohydrates include starches, fiber, and sugar. This isn't to scare you that every food has sugar, but that being said, we should try to be choosing nutritionally dense carbohydrates, such as whole grains, whole fruits, low-fat, fat-free dairy. These foods provide us with energy needed to stay healthy. And since there are times in the day where we eat and there are times in the day where we do not eat, our blood sugar levels fluctuate all day, meaning they go up and down throughout the day. Working in the diabetes department, Miles, you and I know that if our blood sugar remains elevated over time, we may develop prediabetes or diabetes type 2. Furthermore, if we do not use the energy prepared for us, our body stores it away, thus creating fat. But when we exercise, when we use that energy, when we find ways to move around that works for us, we are helping out our pancreas from overworking itself from trying to keep up with the elevated sugars, thus putting effort into preventing prediabetes or diabetes type 2. If you are diagnosed with either of them, helping manage them. Miles, do you have anything else to add on exercising and or blood sugars?
I think those are great points, Emily. It is very important to watch what we eat and when we eat. And speaking of eating, one of the tips we always like to share with anyone in our program is that the best time to exercise, most people might not think about, they might just do it when they have free time, but usually the best time to exercise is going to be after the biggest meal of the day. This kind of lines up to be, you know, dinner or supper, depending on your work and sleep schedule, that can change around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I always suggest people to go on walks or have an impromptu dance party, anything that they can do to get their heart rate up just a little bit, to get those muscles working and that insulin firing out to help pull that glucose out of the bloodstream and keep those arteries and veins clear the sugar. Also, exercising can help you sleep better at night and even reduce stress.
Awesome. Thanks, Miles. And stick around. In a minute, we're going to be talking about the interesting muscle that works just as much as you do. Elton John, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Thank you, Elton, for that smooth and catchy transition into our next topic, the heart. We've been talking about how our blood sugars benefit from exercising, though there are other benefits from exercising. such as keeping our muscles strong, building on them, or toning them out. Stress relief for some people, which is great. And it can also improve one's confidence. There are many reasons to practice physical exercises. But did you know that our heart also benefits from working out? It may not be the muscle you're thinking about working on, but it too works out when you do. Before we explain how, let's talk a little bit about the anatomy and the purpose of the heart. As mentioned, our heart is made of muscle. It is by far the most unique and also the most important type of muscle we have in our body. Of course, the size of each of our hearts varies person to person, but if you'd like an idea of the size of yours, go ahead and take one of your hands and make a fist. That's roughly the size of your heart. The heart has one job and one job only, to pump blood to and throughout the body. Our bodies have arteries and veins that the heart utilizes to carry blood around our bodies and back to the heart. Here is the blood cycle. Body, heart, lungs, heart, body. The veins are used to bring low oxygenated blood back from your extremities or the furthest parts of your body, such as your fingers and toes, back to the heart, which the heart then sends the blood to your lungs to get replenished with oxygen. The oxygenated blood now gets sent to the heart and then pushed or pumped throughout your body, throughout your arteries, which your arteries deliver the rich blood throughout the body into vital organs. The average heart beats about 100,000 times a day, and that's a lot. And that is a lot of work on your heart, which is why it's important to keep your heart in good shape. Miles, what are some ways to help our heart stay healthy?
Wow, Emery, that was some great information. 100,000 times a
yeah,
day?
Yeah, I think that breaks down to about 60 to 100 times a minute.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Wow, that's a lot. So, yes, it is very important to keep our heart in shape. And the great thing about the heart is there's a lot of different ways you can improve it. So, as Emery mentioned, as we work, so does our heart. And there's a couple ways. The two most common ways to do it is through aerobic exercise and resistance training. And I'll take a couple minutes to break down what each of those are, give you a couple examples of how you can kind of do it throughout the day and throughout the week. So starting out, aerobic exercise is the form of activity that we like to call steady state. So with any of those type of movements that are done for prolonged time periods, they were talking maybe 15 up to an hour long minutes that you're working with this certain movement. Some of those are like swimming, cycling, going on hikes, tundra berry picking, that's a good one, jogging, going out with your kids, jogging around. So playing basketball, soccer, any of those sort of sports that take longer than 10 minutes or so. Those are all going to fall under the aerobic exercise category. And the other category is resistance training. And that's on the opposite end of the spectrum. Resistance training is going to be those short bursts of intensity, power movement. So that's going to be your normal weightlifting thing if you're into HIIT training, body weight training, as well as chopping wood and even pulling in the net. If you're really trying to pick those fish in as quickly as possible, that can definitely fall under that resistance training, short burst movement that's really going to get your heart rate up. And the cool thing about both of these is it does get your heart rate moving. And as Emery mentioned with her, how our body pushes this blood through our body. So it goes from body, heart, lungs, heart, and then back to your body. When you get that heart rate elevated, this cycle just becomes more efficient. So it pushes more blood through. That means more nutrients, and that also means more glucose has a higher chance of being absorbed by these cells as it passes by them. And all of that, as you can imagine, is just going to add more work and more work to our bodies and our hearts. And as that happens, our heart kind of gets conditioned in order to do that even more efficiently. And if you can think of this as the scene from The Grinch, when he finally decides to help the Loos from Whoville, it kind of zooms in on his heart, and the narrator, like, it grows, three times bigger, and it kind of, like, doom-doom-doom, and it, you know, he gets all these warm feelings inside of him and all that. Well, the same thing happens as we make exercise a habit. It kind of helps our heart get bigger in a good way and allows it to push more blood out efficiently, safely, and it keeps our blood pressure down, keeps our cholesterol down. It also, like I mentioned, helps that glucose flow through our body more readily and keeps those blood sugar levels down as well.
Awesome. Nice tie-in with the Grinch there.
Yeah.
Another way, or a few other tips to keep your health strong and healthy is to, as Miles had said, exercise regularly. If you would like to meet with Miles, an exercise physiologist, YCHD has one at the diabetes department at 907-543-6133. Also, do not use tobacco products. There are so many bad things that come from having a nicotine addiction. It also affects your heart. Tobacco products such as smokeless tobacco, chew, or ICMIC, e-cigarettes, and vapes. If you're interested in quitting tobacco, you can go ahead and call the tobacco line at 907-6312 to learn about enrollment options. Also, make every bite count. Avoid highly processed foods and sugar-sweetened beverages. If you'd like to learn more about either of these, a dietitian is readily available to make an appointment at 907-543-6133 if you're interested in learning more about the different types of food groups and how the food we consume has a role in our health. Do you have anything else to add to the show for today, Miles?
No, I think this was a good show, Emery. We covered a lot of information, and I'll just take a couple minutes to kind of recap everything we talked about. Let's start with going back to the muscles we're using when we're pulling in the net or going fishing. Remember to stretch before you're doing any of those activities. Your back and forearm muscles are definitely going to get a good workout in. So you want to make sure those are nice and loose before you kind of engage in that sort of activity. Next up, we talked about some of the cool exercises you can do at home. If you can't make it to the gym, like standing on one leg, doing some sit and stand, or even using a stress ball to help keep your fingers fit. Those are all great ways to help you jumpstart and get ahead of the game and stay in shape without having to necessarily go out of your house. But don't forget to take walks whenever the weather permits. Lastly, remember to be kind to your pancreas and your heart. We can do this by watching what we eat and exercising daily. Those are all nice, good ways that we can improve our health. And also, along with all that, is goal setting. So as the summer kind of rolls around, let's try to make some good goals for ourselves. And they don't have to be super grand and super long-term. It can just be from the start of fishing season to the end, I would like to do X, Y, and Z. I know for me, I want to be able to run a little bit faster and stand on my leg a little bit longer. So I've been practicing throughout the day, and on Sundays I go for jogs around Bethel. So those are just some of the ways that we can try to keep our health, our heart strong, pancreas is looking good, and overall just have a good time.
Awesome. Again, thank you so much. I really appreciate Miles for joining us for this morning's YKHC's Diabetes Prevention and Control Contribution to KYUK's Wellness Wednesday. If you or anyone you know is interested in meeting with an exercise physiologist or would like more information for screening on diabetes, please contact the Diabetes Prevention and Control Department at 907-543-6133, or you may also email us at diabetes_program@ykhc.org. Also, the monthly diabetes support group has resumed and will now be offered on the second Thursday of every month starting at 6 p.m. The next scheduled support group is July 8th, 6 to 7, in the Wellness Center of YKHC. Remember, if you do go out on a boat or any outing, including camping, it is safe to travel with another person, and it's also safe to tell someone who is not traveling your trip plan, which includes where you are heading to and when you expect to return. My name is Emery from the YKHC Diabetes Department, and I wish you all the best of luck this fishing season, and stay safe. We are ending this session with another heart song, Achy Breaky Heart, Billy Ray Cyrus.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms go back into the phone. You can tell my feet hit the floor, or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips.
they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart, he might blow up and kill his man.
Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.